Good morning, good morning. This is the TMC, and this is Kathy Washington down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Glad to have each and every one of you on the call, and I am going to move out of the way so that we can bring on our host, Dr. Vanessa, the mighty woman of God. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for greeting God's people this morning. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and extending the warmest of kingdom greetings on this terrific Thursday morning as we celebrate Jesus on the Master's Call, a call that from its very Alpha to its Omega each and every morning, it really is all about Jesus. So thank you for choosing to be a part of what God is doing in the land where this call is a ministry that has a mandate and a mission each and every morning to enrich, enhance, and empower God's believers as we begin our day. And this call, since its very beginning, as Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself had the heart and founded this call back in October, to be exact, October 25th of 2010. Our heart was to every day have a place, have a format, have a platform where the Word of God can come out with its power and enriching ability to saturate our hearts, stir up our spirits, and have us soar higher like the eagles that we are, enhancing us with the eyes of faith to see far into that Omega, that destiny and purpose that God has for us. And because the Word of God, the preached Word, the taught Word, goes forth on this call, we leave empowered to go out and do great things as God stirs up and works in us, but utmost does great things through us. And the scripture that the Lord has given us for this call is found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning we pray, we preach, we teach, we praise our Lord and Savior so that his utmost purpose in our lives can be achieved. So again, we welcome you and thank you for being a part of the Master's Call family. We do have a website where we encourage you to go and visit, where all of our messages are listed there, archived for your convenience, where truly the anointing of the Lord will be felt in each and every message. Why? Because the Word of God is going forth. And you can just click on the links at your leisure and be revived, refreshed, for some of us restored, and for all of us guided to a higher place in God. We also encourage you to be our missionary mouthpieces and let people know that we're there and invite them to our website, and that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And on that website, you'll also see our email, because one of the mandates that we know that we are clear, we are firm and focused on is to pray, is to petition heaven on behalf of God's people. And we invite you to email us your prayer requests. You can send us your praise report because we love to hear the conclusion of the message in the matter, and even just to let us know what's on your heart with a shout-out. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. calm. And we are so excited that when Dr. PK and I first met over the phone and our hearts were yoked and knitted together for purpose, and God just literally had us just reach out and hear the clarion call to pray. It was for the company of Artists International. And we are so glad that so many of you on this line are artist distributors. And wow, it's awesome how God uses different things to pull hearts together. And for those of you who are a part of Artists, we're encouraging you to go to your back office and read and keep up with all the awesome things that are going on in our company, our I Am Tour, just all the promotions, and just keep in touch. Every Wednesday night, last night, a powerful corporate call. A lot of information that will be posted on the website today, but avail yourselves. And if you're not a part of Artists International, we're encouraging you to get back with the person who invited you on this call and hear what all the excitement in Jesus is about and how we're ministers in the marketplace through this family-owned Christian company of Artists International. And at this time, we're going to have our opening prayer. And I'm going to ask Minister Kathy to come back to the line. We are still standing in the gap and praying for Bishop Charles Brown, who is Pastor Chuck Brown's father, who is in the hospital there in Houston and doing really better. But Chuck got there and is still there at his father's side. And we just want to continue to believe God and send the word of Jehovah Rapha healing there to his father, and peace to the entire family. And as we lift up this call, Kathy, we're asking you to open us up in prayer. The floor is yours. Did we lose Minister Kathy?
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa? Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord this morning. Glory to God. We're going to go to the throne of God this morning. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah 54 and 17 that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment he shall condemn. So we're going to just go to the Lord with that thought in mind, because the enemy is trying to attack many of our bodies, and we're coming against that in the name of Jesus. And we specifically stand in agreement with Bishop Pastor Chuck and his father. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you are a God, and that there is absolutely nobody else like you, nowhere, no how. We give you praise and honor and glory just for who you are. We bless you for this day that you've given unto us, and we thank you, God, that as we come before you, we gather together in your name, and we stand in agreement today with your word, God, and what you have declared. You have declared that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we thank you, oh God, that we stand in agreement with Pastor Chuck. We stand in agreement with Bishop Brown today, Lord God. We hold them up before you, and we ask, Lord God, that you would touch him now in the name of Jesus. Touch his body. Continue, oh God, Jehovah Rapha, to be the healer that you are. Continue to touch him, Lord God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And we bless you, oh God, for complete and total healing. And everyone else that we're standing in proxy for and in agreement for, including myself, God, I lay ourselves on the altar before you. We thank you because you are God, and you are the one that we look to. Lord, we thank you for this call this morning. We bless you for the Des de Leon family bringing us together with Artists International. And we're praying, God, for the closing of this month, Lord God, as we have until Monday to close out the month. I pray for every distributor that is on this line today, God, that our weekend would be filled with activity, Lord God. Overflow. Call it in now from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Calling in distributors, oh God, into this business. Oh God, those that would be able to be a part of the product, Lord God, and their lives can be changed as a result, oh God, of these amazing products. Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We bless you for their lives. We thank you for their obedience. I pray, Lord God, that you give them a double-fold blessing, Lord God, just for walking it out, Lord God. I pray specifically for Dr. Vanessa today, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen her body, Lord God, and all the things that she has been having to do at this time, in this juncture. I bless you for, Lord God. I bless you for Dr. PK and the transition that she's in, that you're giving her grace to walk this out. I bless you, Lord God, for everyone that is on this call and the one that is going to bring the word today. We clear the atmosphere, and we ask, Lord God, that your word come forth unhindered, oh God, without any distractions or interference. Now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every diabolical attack of the enemy, and we declare and decree that you will not hinder this call from going forth. The word of the Lord will go forth with freedom, and it will fall on good ground today. Lord, we thank you for this time. We bless you for all that is on the call this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in the midst of us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you so much. Amen for that prayer, covering us and clearing the way for the word of God to go forth. When we made up the schedule this week, we were going to be blessing you with a doubleheader from Pastor Chuck, but as we said, he is with his father, and we want to lift him up in prayer, and I'm so excited to see my co-founder on the line this morning. Well, I'm going to just stand in and continue to minister. God has given me a word, and staying in that same vein of faith, we're going to talk this morning of God's master plan of faith. God's master plan of faith. See your destiny and believe it. God's master plan. You know, God has a plan. He has a purpose for our life. I want to talk briefly this morning on God's master plan of faith. See your destiny and believe it. Going to take us to a very familiar scripture in Mark 11, 22-24. When I went to seminary in Tulsa at ORU in Tulsa, Daddy Hagen, Kenneth Hagen, was known at Rhema Bible Institute, where these verses were what he lived, spoke, believed, and taught. We used to almost call it the Hagen scriptures, but it talks about faith, and I'm going to read out of the NIV version. Mark 11, 22-24. We know Mark's book wrote mainly to a Jewish audience, and it says, "Have faith in God." Jesus answered, "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." Verse 24, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Ah, this morning, God's master plan of faith. See your destiny and believe it. Well, first, let's get on the same page of what does faith really mean. And according to Webster's Concise Dictionary of the English Language, faith is defined as belief without evidence. Belief without evidence. Or other words used were confidence or trust. Belief in God. And trust is really confident expectation. So synonymously, faith and trust. And have trust, then you'll have faith. See, in verse 22, it says have faith in God. Or in the Greek, it really means have the God kind of faith. We must look only to God, staying firm, believing and trusting in his word and his promises, because his promises, they come with blessings, not curses. He promises us favor, and favor, as we know, is not necessarily fair. He promises us good, not evil. He promises us prosperity, not poverty. As we have faith, as we have confidence, confident expectation. You know, I've been saying, and God really always has stirred my spirit up and my prophetic eyes to understand that faith sees. We've had different series where we've taught and talked about how faith sees. See, faith has the eyes of an eagle to see way ahead of our situations and circumstances. And see, faith doesn't see with emotions, but faith sees with a spiritual fortitude and strength. See, many times we are in the midst of a storm, a challenge, and we must allow our minds and spirits to ascend up higher where the view of heaven is clearer. We have the scripture where Paul was writing to the church folks in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. Those simple words so powerfully say, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. We have a confident expectation that I see the end while I'm standing at the beginning. What do the old saints say? We're going to run on and see what the end's going to be, because my faith sees this mess turn it into an awesome message. My faith sees this predicament turn it out to be a promise. My faith sees through my tears, through my disappointments, through my rejection. My faith sees on the other side the Jehovah Nissi, the victory in God. See, whatever we focus on, that's what we give more power to. So focus on Christ and his promises for your life. Remember, only say what God says about you. You know, we just got through teaching and talking about how you have to guard your ear gates and guard especially your eye gates. So I want to speak and decree into your ear gates a few faith affirmations. See, I affirm, I have unshakable, and say it over yourself, I have unshakable faith in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life. For God is in absolute control. And the Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, though he fall. Because, see, all of us are going to fall sometime. It didn't say if we fall, just in case we fall. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. In Psalms 37, 23 through 24. Here's another affirmation, a faith affirmation. I give thanks for ever-increasing health, youth, and beauty. Oh, we like that one. I give thanks. I don't care how toe up from the floor up I may look up the hill. I give thanks this morning for ever-increasing health, youth, and beauty. And the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4, verse 6. Another faith affirmation. Divine intelligence is in charge of my life. I am now open, receptive, and obedient to its rich instruction and guidance. And the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Romans 12, 2. God's master plan of faith. See your destiny and believe it. In that 23rd verse of Mark 11, it says, speak to your mountains and believe God to be God. Speaking the word, decreeing and declaring the scriptures. That's not an option. It's a mandate. See, daily we must fortify our lives and the spiritual atmosphere with the word and only what the word says about us. It's always good to set the natural and spiritual climate by speaking the word and positive affirmations. See, speak to your mountains. It didn't tell you to climb. It said speak to your mountains and do not doubt in your heart. See, doubt is a discipline stealer. See, we don't stay consistent and focused to develop godly discipline when we doubt. James 1, verse 6, that sixth verse of James 1 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Don't let doubt be a discipline stealer. See, doubt is also a destiny stealer. See, we will begin to accept an enemy called average when we each are called to do great things for the kingdom of God. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Doubt can also be a dream stealer. Can't doubt in your heart. We will begin to stop believing the impossible and stop reaching for the very best God has for us when we begin to let our dreams die. But all the Word of God says in Ephesians 3:20, "And now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's according to the power that worketh in us." See, back in our text in Mark 11:23, that 23rd verse says, "But believe those things he says will be done, and he will have whatsoever he says." So today and every day, we've got to say only what God says about us. When I was preaching this message and when God was first birthing this concept in my spirit, you know, I keep using this because it was just straight off the Holy Ghost press when he gave it to me, because, you know, especially as sisters, we love to talk. We don't, you'll never guess our opinion because we don't give it to you. He dropped an awesome acronym in my spirit, and you hear me talk about it. Sometimes we honestly do not have anything good to say. I mean, if we open up our mouth, nothing good's going to come out. Nothing. So during those times, that's just being it real. We need to practice that shut up ministry principle, the some principle, because sometimes you don't need to say a mumbling word. So instead of opening your mouth and saying something that will cancel out or negate or make void all the great affirmations and declarations that we've made, practice the some principle. Put your own hand over your own mouth and say, "Not today, devil. I'm not going to be the author and the finisher of my dream," and kill it. Be quiet and get your emotions under control until you can say what God says about the situation. Not what we feel, not even what we think, when it contradicts what thus said the Word of God. See, don't let the holy haters make you open your mouth and get yourself out of position. Talking about, "Nah, I had to give them a piece of my mind." Ah, you should have kept that piece. That's the only one you had right then. Don't let the fiery darts of the enemy pierce your belief and have you go into a tailspin of doubt. Believe in your heart and trust what the Word says about you. I'm trying to talk to someone's spirit today because your head is racing. Your mind is just practicing everything that can go wrong. Pull it in, pull it in. Believe in his promises, even when it feels like you're sinking in the quicksand of life with despair and doubt. It's just an opportunity for our God to show up and show out. Use your words as a weapon of war to instruct your ministering angels of warfare to go forth in the heavenlies and fight in your behalf. Use your words ordained by God with the authority to command, decree, and declare. The devil has and all of his unlawful devices, and once and for all, that he has to take his hands off your destiny and even off of your desires. Say only what God and his word says about you. Let me say that again. Say only what God and his word says about you. I know that means some of y'all have a quieter day today. Let me say it one more time. For the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who really is our helper, here to give us a hand, making sure the angel in heaven only hear divine destiny. Say only what God and his word says about us. God's master plan of faith. See your destiny and believe it. See, with our destiny, it really is the 3D plan of faith. You know, you have 3D glasses and you see deeper. Get some 3D faith. See, first D, decide you will obey and believe God. Decide you will believe and obey. Secondly, let God develop your plan and give you his strategy, not our strategy. Let God develop your plan and give you his strategy. And thirdly, now walk it out. Do, that two-letter word, do the work of the kingdom. Do is an action word. Do with demonstration. Be a kingdom builder. God has designed great things and destined great things for us. See, that's our 3D plan of faith, and it will produce fruit in our lives, fruit such as it will bring the depth, a deep love and a commitment to Jesus and his word. Secondly, it'll produce a fruit. The 3D will produce the determination, which is a focused faith in God, that no matter what, who goes with me, who doesn't, who understands, who doesn't understand, who celebrates me, who doesn't, I have decided to be obedient and follow God's word. And that last 3D will produce the destiny, a place of fulfilling, of accomplishing our goals and walking in our God-ordained purpose in life. Oh, today, make up your mind that we're going to follow God's master plan of faith. We're going to see our destiny and believe it. I speak into the hearts of all these listeners, Lord. Seal this word in their hearts. Stir up the spirit of the Lord inside of us. Wreak havoc on our ignorance and our disobedience. Drive it out by your marvelous light, that we are kingdom builders. We are ministers in the marketplace that are yielded with eyes of faith to see your promises, your purpose, and your will for our lives. And we believe it, and we'll do what you've asked us to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I trust that word blessed you today, encouraged your heart. God's master plan of faith, that we've got to make a decision to believe it and go forth from there. Well, at this time, we're going to close out the call with a prayer request being covered and to lift up the word of God today. I think I got a text from Amber. I'm looking for her on the board, that you would close us out in prayer. So, Amber, if you would come to the line now and close the call as you lift up the prayer request, please.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen for the word and, of course, faith. And in Hebrews 11:6, it said, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him." God, also in John 13:14, God, you say, whatever someone asks in your name, Jesus, it shall be done. And God, in 1 John 3:8, it said, "For this purpose the Son of God," or the Son of Man, "was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And God, in James 5:16, it said, "Confess your trespasses one to another and pray to one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, the righteous man, make it tremendous, dunamis power, and it's working, and it avails much." So, God, we thank you for your word on today, because it is by faith that we believe. It is by faith, Father God, this world was transformed. So, God, we come right now and come against every sickness, disease, infirmity, incurable diseases, cancer, Lord Jesus, bronchitis, Lord, each and everything that may be attacking Richard and Robert and Regina, Sister Whitaker, Lord, Bernadette, Kip, Ida, Lord, God, Princleta, Lord, Bishop Brown, and anyone else, Father God, that is under the sound of my name, of my voice, Father God, at the name of Jesus, each and everything have to bow by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we curse it at the very root. God, if they believe, we stand in the gap and believe with them, Lord Jesus. God, you knew this from the foundations of the world, God. So, God, we just stand in agreement, decree and declare in your word, because we do not pray earthbound prayers. God, we also know that your word in Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added, God. God, we know, Father God, that people need breakthroughs in their business, breakthrough in their finances, Father God, like Krista and Kitty, Lord, with a new home, new job to get her children. Krista, Father God, sales and quotas, Lord. God, Judy, Lord Jesus. Father God, each and every person that's an artist, God, even for the end of the month, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray increase, 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 God. We bind poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We curse it at the very root. God, we pray for the East Coast, especially New Jersey. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell it therein. God, just have your way over on the East Coast. Father God, as that hurricane hit, Lord Jesus, Irene, and others to come, God. But we say, peace be still, oh God, to the earth realm, to the four walls, to the elements as never before, God. God, we pray for Reverend David that he will continue to surrender all. God, I thank you for the elite ladies of expression, Lord Jesus, of Marie Preston, and everything that she is standing in agreement for. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that most of all, I pray for this woman of God, that you continue to download, that you will continue to increase, God. She's taken a lot. She has carried a lot. And so, God, I speak and decree supernatural, Father God, favor, supernatural strength, supernatural anointing, and as never before. God, now I bind the hand of the enemy. I come against every diabolical assignment. I come against every diabolical portal. God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. God, I curse it at the very root. I give you a veto, devil, in the name of Jesus. God, no weapon. They're going to form, but you said it cannot prosper, God. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing to the TMC, Father God. And you will continue to bless and have your way as never before. Now, I seal these prayers with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, drawing the bloodline between us and the enemy and the real God behind us. God, and come against every backlash or retaliation. God, I thank you that it's so, the manifestation, the glory of God shall come. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. All we need to do is say amen after that awesome prayer. That's why we appreciate you being a yielded prayer general for this call, lifting up the prayer requests, filling the word today, encouraging our hearts through prayer and fervent intercession. Thank you so much to Minister Kathy again for your opening prayer and greeting the people of God as we gathered on the call today. And I trust that the word of God was a blessing to your heart. Looking forward to hearing from Minister Robin tomorrow. She is in that New Jersey area, so we're going to keep her in prayer. When we spoke with her, she said that the lights were coming back on, and just keep her and her family in prayer and all of those who've been affected by the East Coast weather. We just know that God is going to work all things together, all things together, all things together for our good. So as we end this call, we again thank you for being a part of our Master's Call family. And as we encourage you each and every day, now it's your turn to submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life and go out and be his minister in the marketplace and his kingdom builder in Jesus' name. Have an awesome, terrific Thursday, and we'll hear you on the line tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.